Oh, just like that. Craig's here quick.
Craig, come inside from the cold. It's so cold out. You'll catch your death.
Yeah, right. How is he not freezing?
It's TH Fantasy episode 63. It might as well be episode minus 63. It's so cold out.
And we are under winter watch.
It's like a Kadarius Toney watch.
Right.
It is so like a negative 29 outside, like with the wind chill.
Yeah. It's been brutal. And so anyways, hopefully when you hear this, you're a little warmer. Hopefully you're not in Ohio, because that's going to be terrible too. Episode 63, we've got some fun stuff today. We've got a couple interesting 63s. We'll fix our Superflex formula. We'll talk a little bit about some mid-tier guys, and then we'll bid you adieu. So let's get started. You have a couple of 63s, right, Ryan?
Yeah, sure. I can start.
Yeah, let's make a sandwich. We'll have you, me, and then you.
All right, so first guy I found, former Chicago Bear.
Okay.
I think you know who it is. Mr. Roberto Garza.
Okay.
Yeah. Born 1979 in Texas. He's former Chicago Bear center. Drafted by the Falcons in the 2001 draft. 2005, he joined the Bears and was part of the team that went to the Super Bowl in 2006.
Yeah.
Also a famous Mexican-American player.
Yep.
Mexican-American heritage.
Yeah, he's like one of the most prominent Mexican-American NFL players ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
He was encouraged to go to the Marines after high school, but he wanted to play football. And he ended up, where did he play? Yeah, Texas A&M.
Okay. He must have hated playing in Chicago, being a Texas kid. Like, Bears fans and fans of like Buffalo teams up north are like, yeah, this is our type of team's weather. It's like, bro, everyone on your team is from fucking Louisiana or Texas. They hate it.
Sure. He does a lot with the community. He's a big member of United Way.
Yeah.
Because of his Mexican American heritage, he's been in Modelo beer commercials. He was a sideline reporter for Fox Deportes for one of the Super Bowls.
Fuck yeah.
He also was the Madden cover athlete for the Spanish version of Madden 09.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Roberto Garza. He's a former Chicago Bear.
He's a guy.
Great guy.
All right. You ready for mine?
All right, what do you got?
I got a good one today. So today's 63 is not a player or a game. I wanted to talk about the 1963 NFL season.
Okay.
More specifically, I want to talk about something that happened in April 1963 before the season kicked off. So April of 63, Paul Hornig and Alex Karras were suspended for gambling on sports.
Damn, really?
All right. So Paul Hornig was the NFL's MVP in 61, and Karras was a dominant defensive tackle for the Lions as well. So these two getting suspended for an indefinite amount of time was a huge deal, since they were two of the most famous players in the league. Paul Hornig's nickname was literally the Golden Boy.
Nice.
The article I read more or less was like, hey, imagine if the NFL suspended Patrick Mahomes and Joey Bosa for gambling.
Right, yeah.
So Hornig was an MVP, but, like, dude, this guy fucking partied, man. He was, like, a legendary drinker, loved the ladies, got into some fisticuffs, and when he wasn't drinking or fucking, he loved to gamble, right?
Okay.
So right after the end of the 62 season, going into 63, they're like, bro, we're going to suspend you. And early gambling bans were put in place for the NFL because the league was afraid that, you know, certain business operations would try to manipulate the outcomes if players were allowed to gamble.
Sure.
Which makes sense. So Hornig admitted to the league that he gambled on horses, college football, and the NFL. He even bet on Green Bay, but only to win, which I think is fine. If you bet on your team to win, I think you should be allowed to gamble on your team.
Sure.
His biggest bets would go for about $500. And so I put that into like
That's a lot in 1963 money though, right? Well,
it's probably about five grand. So they said that according to Sports Illustrated, this was more than the median monthly income for most families at the time.
Wow.
So that's Paul Hornig. But so let's talk about Alex Karras for a minute. He was one of the most feared defensive linemen in football. Mike Ditka said he was like the scariest guy he ever played against. He called other NFL players milk drinkers. Which reminds me of when Chuck Bendara called modern NFL players pussyfoots, you know?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
He played at Iowa, and at one point the coach called a play that he didn't agree with and he threw his shoe at him. In the pros, one time the quarterback threw an interception that cost them a game against Paul Hornig's Packers. So in the locker room, he threw his helmet at the quarterback. When he was drafted in 58, he bought a steak in a local Detroit bar called Lindell AC, which was a sports bar and it was popular with gamblers. So when Roselle and the league punished them, both players handled it differently. Hornig was like, yo, I understand. I get it. And Karras is like, fuck you. Right? Karras is like, this is bullshit. The league treats us like children and property at the same time. He was also forced to sell his stake in the bar to prevent any further conflict of interest.
Wow. Right?
So Alex Karras spends his year as a pro wrestler while suspended and makes way more money than he would have if he was playing football that season.
Sure.
So this was probably my favorite part, all right? So to be reinstated, they had to follow certain rules. They couldn't go to Vegas or attend the Kentucky Derby, even as fans, all right?
Damn.
So in 1964, Alex Karras goes out with the rest of the Lions captains for the coin toss. The ref's like, heads or tails, and he's like, sorry, man, I'm not allowed to gamble. Pretty fucking good, right?
Yeah.
So both retired and ended up doing separate things. I don't want to talk too much about Karras because his jersey number is 71. And, dude, this guy was all over the place, so I don't want to spoil too much. I will just give a little teaser. You know Alex Karras.
I don't know why. So.
He played the character of Mongo in Blazing Saddles.
That's right.
Yep. So
damn, I forgot about that.
So gambling and the NFL have always had a weird relationship, especially now with gambling sites being like the biggest advertisers in the league, while at the same time the NFL suspended Calvin Ridley and Ryan. Today, the NFL suspended Miles Austin. Did you see that?
No.
The wide receivers coach for the Jets got suspended for a year for gambling on sports.
Really?
Yep. That happened like they announced that like a couple hours ago.
I didn't check the ESPN newsfeed today yet.
Now you know.
Damn.
So Hornig would be inducted into the Hall of Fame after being eligible for 15 years. Karras didn't get in until 2020 after he had died. Ironically, in 2019, Hornig was part of the ribbon cutting on a new sports book in Indiana and got to make the first bet.
Really?
They said what his bet is. You want to know what his bet was?
What was it?
His bet was for the Saints to win the Super Bowl, and that was the year that they lost in the playoffs to the Miami Miracle, the Stephon Diggs touchdown catch.
Oh, crap.
So that's a bad beat. That, Ryan, is number 63, the 1963 NFL season, which was played without two of its biggest stars.
Damn. All right, well, to round it out, I got an interesting guy. He's number 64 and 63. He was 64 with the Baltimore Colts in 1958. He then went on to be one of the best Green Bay Packers at offensive guard. He's in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. Any guesses?
Hang on. It's, is his first name Jerry?
No. Mr. Fuzzy Thurston.
Fuzzy? Okay. All right, I'm in. Yeah. All right, lay it on me. Give me more of these fuzzy details.
Fuzzy Thurston, all right. He was born in Wisconsin. Okay. Like I said, he played with the Baltimore Colts initially, but then most of his career was with the Packers. He played, or he went to Valparaiso, actually on a basketball scholarship.
Nice.
He was a 190-pound freshman at Valparaiso before gaining 40 pounds and joining the football team his sophomore year.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Freshman
top line, 40. Top conference lineman, 1955. So Thurston played for the Packers between 59 and 67. So you know what that means, right? He played in the Ice Bowl.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
So in response to a sports writer's question about how he prepared for the Ice Bowl when the temperature was, let's see, negative 13, it says, with a wind chill well below that, Thurston responded that he drank about 10 vodkas in order to stay warm. And he was so popular because of his drinking, after his playing days, I guess he started his own bar, obviously called Fuzzy's.
Fuck yeah.
Which was somewhere in Green Bay. He's in the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. He is in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. Another player that, you know, says died battling Alzheimer's, but sure, we all know is most likely some form of CTE.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy was really good. And I thought that was such a great quote. Yeah, I just drank like a bottle of vodka during the game. You know, that's how I stayed warm.
That's insane, man. That's insane.
Yeah. Fuzzy, like, Thurston.
You know, when people are like, back in the day, people didn't get hurt. They were strong and tough and they didn't need all these weak precautions. It's like, dude, they were wasted.
Yeah, they got hurt. They just didn't feel any pain.
Right. Exactly. How many of these stories do we have where it's like, yeah, he had 6 fractured vertebrae and just like played the rest of the season?
Yeah, because the doctors gave him, you know, 80 Vicodin. You know. Right. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of 80 Vicodin, let's take a break for a commercial and we'll be back to continue on with episode 63. This spring, coming to PlayStation, Xbox, Steam, and PCs everywhere, NFL Madden Fantasy Football Manager 2023. The inaugural game of the Madden Fantasy Football Manager game is the first ever fantasy football simulator. Pick your player. Will you be the cocky know-it-all from Reddit who uses beer sheets to draft? Will you be the smug analytics nerd that won't stop talking about RAS scores and lives in his parents' basement? The customization options are beyond belief. Play as a solo manager or join with friends to form a league of your own, where you will watch Madden games that you can't actually control. Send an enraged rant on the fantasy Discord you belong to when your player doesn't perform. Choose your game day setting: mom's basement, one bedroom apartment, living room while your family avoids you. With the new revolutionary Neckbeard mechanic system, you can live out all of your fantasy football manager dreams, whether it's actually winning your big money league or telling an industry pro that calling it an auction draft is problematic. Break your phone when you lose in the playoffs to a stat correction. You can do it all. Have you been canceled by the fantasy community for some racist or homophobic comments you made a few years ago? The Madden Fantasy Football Manager series is for you. No more pesky accountability statements. Here, you can choose to be unashamed in your bad taste. If the heat gets to be too much, just start with a new character all over again. Madden Fantasy Football Manager 2023. Do you have that dog in you?
And we're back.
We're back. That's my favorite part of the show, Ryan. You bringing us back from break.
I hope everyone invests in you know, whatever commercial we're slanging this week.
Oh yeah, dude, the TH Fantasy Podcast Network. It's huge. It's going to be, I'm telling you, man, we're going to do like 30 or 40 of these and then we're going to release them as a record.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, that's the goal. All right. So here's the deal, man. We're on a real cold streak, but actually it's a good sign.
2 weeks in a row, 2 weeks in a row, right? We lost.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what though, you know why I'm not worried? I'm not worried because we haven't cashed in 2 weeks. That means we're due. And that's the most dangerous you can get.
That's true.
As a gambler, we're due. That means the world's our oyster, baby. So last week we introduced the decision bot for 20,000, and the music that plays when we're in the decision bot is a Paul stretched elongated Viking horn with a little bit of Kirk Cousins in there. So I think, so I've made some tweaks, Ryan. So we'll have to, when you listen back, you'll hear the adjustments that I've made to the decision sure. bot 420,000. So let's go into it right now and let's build a Superflex lineup that's going to make us some money.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you guys on the other side. Boop. We're back. We're back from the decision maker, 420,000. Ryan, tell the people our Superflex lineup.
We got a pretty spicy lineup here going. All right. So it's our first time making a Superflex where we don't have a stack with both of our quarterbacks.
Correct. Okay?
So at our quarterbacks, we went Josh Allen and Justin Fields. All right. Purely out of a running situation game. They're both great running quarterbacks. They could each both get 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
At running back, we went Najee because what was your knowledge about Najee? Just the Vegas is like one of the worst teams against the run.
Yeah, Vegas almost gives up 100 yards rushing a game on average to all of their opponents.
Yeah. We went with J.K. Dobbins, a resurgence after his comeback from his injury. They're playing Atlanta. I feel like that's a smash.
Yep.
We also went with Drake London. As we know, Baltimore's secondary hasn't been that great. So, and what? London had 11 targets last night. He sure did. We also went with K.J. Osborne, coming off that crazy game last week. We'll see if he can replicate that. Seems like he's got something going with Cousins.
Yep.
And the Giants are more than likely going to try and shut out Jefferson, so it's a good pivot.
Yeah.
Now, another game we went with two guys from, the last two guys from this lineup. Number one, Nick Chubb, all right? Another weather game. I think there's nine games that are going to be under 9 degrees.
That's this nuts. Week.
So, Cleveland against New Orleans. We're going Nick Chubb because he's going to get over 100 yards most likely.
And he's so cheap.
Yo.
I've never seen Nick Chubb so cheap. Never.
Right. And to round it out, Waleed's going to love this. Taysom Hill.
This is great. This is a great lineup. We've got three quarterbacks and three running backs in this lineup.
Right. From the same New Orleans-Cleveland game, we went Taysom Hill because, you know what? If it's going to be a run game, it's going to be a Taysom Hill game.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm locking that into our $5 single entry.
There it is. All right. So now that we've moved on, Ryan, I think it's time that you told us about
Ryan's mid-tier, kind of shitty tight end of the week.
Pew, pew, pew. You're not going to believe the name I'm about to say, because you're going to be like, Ryan, This guy was an elite tight end last week. But this week, guess what? He's only 5,100. Mr. Darren Waller.
Discount Darren. It's discount Darren season.
Noah Fant, Hayden Hurst, Foster Moreau, and Chig Okonkwo are all more expensive than Darren Waller this week.
Ooh.
Well, I'm sorry. Ooh. Foster Moreau is the same price, 51.
That's spicy.
And Pittsburgh pass defense. I know you said that tight ends, they give up the ninth fewest, but yes, they're 24th against the pass. There's going to be plenty of opportunity, I think, for Waller. He did pretty good last week. He had a touchdown, 48 yards.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I like it because it's got, you know, Darren Waller has two touchdown like ceiling, right?
Yeah, yeah. Another guy that Tony keyed me on to an earlier discussion, Jordan Akins. He's the only tight end with three touchdowns, I think you said.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's the only player on Houston with three receiving touchdowns.
Oh, my God, even better. But the only player?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. And as usual, some other guys to watch. Bellinger, Pruitt. We'll see how they come. Bellinger didn't have a really good week last week. He had four targets, but he only caught one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And like I said, Pruitt last week, he's the only tight end they have to throw to. There's potential there.
Yeah.
But
monitoring.
Okonkwo's teetering on that not mid-tier anymore. Like I said earlier, that in order, the tight ends before him are Knox and Freiermuth. Like,
right,
he's moving up.
Right.
47, 48, two, three weeks ago. It was 51 last week. Now he's 5,400.
It's been amazing. It's like watching him grow up right in front of our eyes.
I know.
It's so crazy because, I mean, he's going to have like 0.0% owned with Malik Willis playing instead of Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're rooting for the dude. This is a pro Chig Okonkwo podcast.
Yeah.
It has been since the fucking summer.
Main guy, Darren Waller. And it probably won't ever be able to happen again because he'll probably get two touchdowns this week and be back up to 5,800 or something like that.
Dude, I mean, well, like, we'll look at Evan Ingram over the last 3 weeks. You know? Like, you telling me if anything that Evan Ingram can do, Darren Waller can do.
That's true.
So, just food for thought. And yeah, if you're discount shopping in DFS, that's absolutely a good play.
Hell yeah.
All right. So, let me tell you why I'm so happy this week. Jamal Agnew played on Thursday.
Damn. Yeah. So he had a catch. He had a couple catches, I think.
Yeah. So, there is no Jamal Agnew line this week, which gives me a little bit more freedom when it comes to picking guys. So, it's the holiday season, Ryan. You know, feeling like I should spoil myself a little bit. So I'm going to spend up a little bit. I'm going to go all the way up to 5,800.
What? Unheard of.
And I'm going to use my this blur, this crazy, you know, spending spree on Isaiah Hodgins of the New York Giants.
Excellent. You shocked me earlier when you told me you were going to do that. I was like, what? Hodges?
All right. Isaiah Hodgins has appeared in 7 games this year and hasn't seen less than 4 targets in 4 straight weeks. So Minnesota is bad against boundary receivers. They give up a lot of points to wide receivers, but most of them are receivers lined up out wide. And Hodgins lines up and runs 91% of his routes from the outside.
Okay.
So here's my juicy stat, my juicy Isaiah Hodgins stat. Over the last 4 weeks, Ryan, Isaiah Hodgins has 100% of the Giants' end zone targets.
100?
100%.
That's ridiculous.
He's scored twice in the last 4 games. So,
oh my God.
I think since he's getting those 4 targets plus in 4 straight weeks in it with a good matchup, I think he's got a 6 or 7 point floor this week. But if he gets into the end zone, like I said, he has twice in the last 4, he's a 15 point play And that, I think, could help somebody take down a larger tournament.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's my Jamal Agnew line this week is Isaiah Hodgins. Line.
That's a good line this week.
Yeah, I agree. So then I guess the last thing I really want to say before we get out of here is this a Kadarius Toney week, Ryan? If Kadarius Toney week means 5 targets, 3 catches, 25 yards, yes, this is a Kadarius Toney week. Otherwise, no, we're still on Kadarius Toney watch.
Sure.
We're not at warning yet.
No.
No. And now that I said that, he's going to score 2 touchdowns.
I think he only had 1 catch last week, right?
Yeah, he didn't do much.
Yeah.
All right, so that's 63. We did it. It's the holiday season, Ryan. I'm excited to celebrate, and then eventually we got one more episode before the new year.
Yeah, I just want to say Merry Crimbus to everyone.
Merry Crimbus. Happy Toyotathon and Honda Days and all the most important, cherished parts of our culture come together to surprise their spouse with a car with a big bow on it in the driveway.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we all got money to do that.
Right. And so I hope for people like you, Ryan, who are playing in fantasy semifinals this week, good luck. And I hope you win.
Yeah, we'll see. But that's in Dynasty. Yeah, I am in Dynasty. That's right.
You're in two. You're in semifinals in 2 separate Dynasty leagues.
Yeah, that's right.
So good luck, and hopefully good luck to everyone who's listening. May your week of football be good. Hopefully this gets to you before the game start on Saturday, and we'll talk to you soon.
And I hope everyone gets all their Crimbus wishes.
All of them.
And your PS5s, your Xbox Ones.
I hope your Christmas is so good, you get a PS6.
Oh, shit.
There you go. All right, everybody, for Craig, I'm Ryan. For Tony, that's Craig. And for Ryan, that's Ryan.
Yes. Happy holidays. Good night.
Good night, everybody. PS6.